I traveled close about four tournaments with Patty Burke. And I cannot begin to tell you all the things that I learned about golf from Patty Burke. She was fantastic to listen to her stories, to watch her play. Wow.
She was the first president, as a matter of fact, of the LPGA.
Was she really? I didn't realize that. I learned to poker with Mickey Wright. She was just awesome. And we had fun evening times.
About the LPGA, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here, but that's okay. We can drift either way. I noticed the total prize money on the LPGA Tour was $41 million in 2010. But then in 2019, a new record was set at $70.5 million, a rise of over $5 million in 1 year.
Wow.
So that shows you how strong women's golf has come over the years.
Yeah, because it was pretty tough in those beginning years.
Yes.
Wow. That's quite a stat.
But let's go back to beginning. You came to the University of Tulsa. They did not have a golf team. So what did you do? You wanted to play golf, and yet you wanted to be at TU. Tell us about that.
There was a tournament called the Dick McGuire in Albuquerque, New Mexico, hosted by the University of New Mexico. It was a mixed tournament, women's team, but there was only about three or four in the country then, and then men's team. My parents chaperoned myself and a couple of the guys from Tulsa, and we played in the tournament. Did well and played a couple of others as an individual for Tulsa. So I got to play a few tournaments, and they awarded me with a letter, which I thought was pretty exciting. But still, we didn't have a team. You know, women's collegiate golf was almost non-existent. But I did have an opportunity, gave me an opportunity when it was possible to play as an individual in some of these kind of mixed tournaments.
You won the Women's Oklahoma Golf Association State Amateur Championship a record seven times between 1956 and 1975.
That was fun. Yeah, I worked hard at practice. I enjoyed practicing, and I loved the competition. I really did. Very proud of that, and knew the record would be broken by a delightful girl by the name of Patty Coatney, who lives in Ponca City. Wonderful player, and she ended up winning it eight times. I think the most exciting thing for me as far as Oklahoma golf, our new women's golf coach at the University of Tulsa, Annie Young, played as an amateur and won the state championship this year. And I said, I am so excited to have her name on that trophy. She's a real deal. She is a great coach. They are doing well, and they won their first two tournaments this spring so far. They're playing well.
That's great to hear. Much of that is happening because of what you did. I was just thinking here, since I cited this record seven times, these ladies today in college have coaches. You didn't have a coach then, did you? Or was there someone?
Oh, but I had a pro. Jack Higgins is very instrumental in my golf. There are so many people that have helped me as far as learning the game, and I was receptive to learning. It's a game that you never, ever conquer. To me, it's probably the hardest sport in the world because you have so much time in between shots to think either good thoughts or bad thoughts. You know, it's a mind game. It's the most satisfying game in the world when you hit a good shot because only you did it.
Right. What was the best part of your game? Was it putting, driving, or what was it?
I was a good putter, and in those days I was fairly long, but I think my course management, I have my dad to thank for that. He said, walk the land, look at the land. And he was, you know, he knew how, is this learning each hole is so different, and it was built by an architect that was testing you.
Mm-hmm.
You had to figure out the mystery of this particular hole, why it rolled this way or why it did this way. It's playing into the wind or, you know, so there's lots of that. And I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed teaching that.
I like that. The mystery of each hole. I've never heard it put that way. That's good.